I'm going to make this quick because I just did a 12-hour shift and I'm ready to go home, take a shower, do a little studying, and then go to sleep before I have to be back at the hospital. If you have a family member that's in the hospital that can't speak for themselves, please go all day, every day until that patient is out of the hospital. There was a 36-year-old patient on my floor who every time he used the bathroom, his hemoglobin came out. Anytime he coughed, he hemoglobined. His hemoglobin hit a 0.4. Those who don't know what that means, it means the game is about to be over. So anyway, the guy wasn't my patient, but I was overhearing what was going on. So I went in there to check it out. When I went in there, the patient was crying literally like a baby. This is a grown man crying like a baby, screaming, please no, don't leave me, please, I'm afraid. So you know it's serious because that's a man crying like a baby. It's serious. His wife didn't care. His nurse didn't care. His tech didn't care. No one cared. So I'm like, hey, my name is Kiki. I'm here. I'm not going to leave you. He said, you got me. You got me. I said, I got your back. We're going to get this figured out. So I went to read his chart. And that's when I found out his hemoglobin hit a 0.4. And I'm like, why is this man not in ICU? I work on med-surg. This man is not hooked up to anything. See, on med-surg, that med-surg is for patients who really don't need help. They're just there to get observed. You get what I'm saying? But this man is not hooked up to a telly. This man is not hooked up to an IV. He's not hooked up to anything. So he's just sitting in this room. And I'm just like, why is no one doing anything? Those numbers are not good. You get what I'm saying? Like, they talking about, oh, he was able to stand up and go to the restroom by himself, but now he can't because he is, because he's dizzy. Of course he's dizzy. He has no more hemoglobin. He's circling the drain, bro. So I'm pissed at this point. So I go talk to his nurse and say, excuse me, do you know what's going on in room 19 and whatever like that? She was like, yeah, I know what's going on and stuff like that. I said, did you read his chart and whatever? I said, don't you think that you need to call lab to redo his hemoglobin labs and whatever? And I was like, also too, do you think you need to call the doctor? Because this man needs to be in ICU. He needs a transfusion. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm not a doctor, right? But I got enough common sense to know that this man needs a transfusion and that he needs to be sent to ICU. No one else seems to care, honestly. You know what the nurse said to me? She said, oh no, he's fine. He's just in pain. I'm going to give him some medicine to put him to sleep. I started crying because this man is 36 years old and no one cares enough to do their job. And I wanted to pull the wife to the side and say, excuse me, you need to transfer your husband out of here if you want to see him live another day. But if I was to do that, I would have lost my job. So you know what I did? I wrote it on a sticky note and I put it in her laptop. And guess what? Mom came the next day. No one knew mom was coming. His mom was coming. And she read that note. And when I say she went the fuck off, and guess what? Her son got sent to ICU. They sent him to surgery. They got him a transfusion. And now he is doing better. And now he's back on my floor because I got transferred to the floor below med surge and whatever like that. He's now on my floor. When he seen me, I'm not trying to cry, y'all. When he seen me, he said, are you the girl that came in the room and when I was praying to God to save my life and you stayed with me the entire time? Are you that girl? I said, yep, I'm that girl and whatever like that. He said, I want to thank you so much and whatever like that. His mom started crying and she came and hugged me. You get what I'm saying? But it's like, I be wanting to quit the medical field so bad because like I get so angry at how many nurses and how many doctors are that so burnt out, but they don't want to quit their job when you don't realize this is not a job that you can be burnt out on. This is not a job that you can play with. This is a job that we are saving lives. You get what I'm saying? we need lives. You need, people need to live and for society to function. Do you understand that? All right, y'all, I gotta go because I'm getting pissed off again.